Living within Wisconsin's means hasn't been the forte of state government officials, according to Todd Berry. He's president of the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance. Berry says the state is always busy putting out yesterday's financial fires.
The way you get out of that is as you're coming out of a recovery, which we hope is now, and tax revenues start to grow, you allow those revenues to grow and you don't spend them all.
Berry says state officials are reluctant to reduce funding to things like schools and Medicaid in poor economic times. He says that leaves other agencies bearing the brunt of cuts and may lead to increased taxes elsewhere. T.J. Brooks is an associate professor of economics at UW-La Crosse. Brooks adds the tax structure has often been used to create favor with certain interest groups.
For instance, taxing tobacco, increasing the taxes on tobacco. Nobody's going to advocate for tobacco smokers, but the tax that they're paying is quite high. It's not good public finance to try to fund what we want to do at the state level just on the backs of tobacco smokers.
The Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance says if the state continues to spend as it does now, taxpayers will be footing the bill. Again, Todd Berry.
We have now had lower bond ratings for most of a decade. If a government, state or local, wants to borrow to build a new school or whatever, they're going to face higher interest rates than they would otherwise face. So we pay that.
Berry says ongoing financial turmoil is keeping the state from experimenting with ideas to grow Wisconsin's economy. He says the state needs to work on diversifying and attracting business to create more revenue. In La Crosse, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.